And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. 7 years ago, I did a commentary about the roadside trash that we see all over the place. This summer, we had the opportunity to drive I-40 to Wilmington and also to Asheville. In both directions, I'm embarrassed to say, the problem is worse, and especially on the stretch near us. In spite of the North Carolina Department of Transportation's efforts, including their education programs, legal penalties, state and local coordination efforts, and even a song and a license plate, it doesn't seem like we're solving the problem. Since schools opened, we've noticed the increase in litter along Sewell School Road. Most of it is the residue from lunch that is thrown out of car windows. It's ironic that a Chapel Hill school organization is assigned the stretch in the Adopt-a-Highway program. Nothing like picking up after your schoolmates. I don't know what the solution is, but I know a lot of other communities don't have the litter problems that we have. How do we get people to care, to demonstrate some pride, and dispose of trash properly? I wish there was a magic wand that we could just wave to solve this. And yeah, while we're waving it, let's wave it on the people talking on their cells and texting, those who won't turn their lights on when it's raining, won't use their turn signals, won't stop for school buses, or even drive the speed limit. In the greater scheme of things, these are not our greatest problems, but for sure, they are things that define us. Who are we, and what do we value? This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.